Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 150, Den. Can you believe it? I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Den. Hey, Den, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
You believe 150 episodes already?
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday we started this little endeavor, and like you said, we're 150 in the bank, or I think I got close to 100, and yeah. Scott did the first 50 or so, yeah, we're getting on down the road.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember your first show. You were very nervous. Now 100 later, I can't shut you up.
Yeah, really. It's amazing how things change. But, yeah, we're starting to hit our stride now and getting some guests, and our following is growing, so it's all good.
Here's to 150 more, Dan, very soon.
There you go. And Not too soon.
No. We also want to congratulate Mike, Ricky, Pam, and Debbie over there, be our guests for 7 years. Last week they did 7 years they've been doing it.
Wow. And I can remember, I think I started listening to them on show number 3, if I remember correctly. So that's a whole lot of shows.
Yep. I listen to every one of them myself, Dan. That's what many, many, many lawns cut listening to Be Our Guest podcast.
Mm. Yeah. No, they do an awesome job over there, and you know, the whole crew, and very knowledgeable and very pleasant to listen to. So I think at least most of the people I know in the Disney community are all a spinoff of them in some shape, way, or form.
Yeah, and remember, Mike, my name is Doug, not Dennis. And Dennis can tell you, I came in here today saying I wanted to congratulate you guys. I don't know why. And Ricky, I'm ready to fight with you again. Nah, but congratulations, guys. Keep up the great work. And you ready to do some news, Den?
Sure. We can. A lot going on down there, just with all the construction alone. But I'll try to hit some of the high points here, and we'll see where this all takes us. But anyways, there was an announcement this week about, we heard rumblings of this a couple of weeks ago, but I guess it's official now that Innovations West is to close on April 29th. And that's where the Think by IBM is, and the Great Piggy Bank Adventure, I believe. So if you can envision that down there, that's going to close. And in Innovations East, the Vision House will close on April 22nd. So with these announcements, there were no plans, or at least they didn't disclose any plans for anything going back in there. So I don't know what to think about this, other than they're going to do something different, obviously.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what it is, but I hope they don't go too long without deciding on what they're going to put in there, because the front of the park needs that. I enjoy going to Innovations. If not, just most of the time, I like looking at the stuff. But isn't it a great way to cool off and just relax and get rid of the hustle and bustle to roam in there sometimes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the air conditioning works awesome in there. And, you know, they've kind of used them buildings east and west to kind of, you know, put things in and out of there on a fairly routine basis. I mean, there's been all kinds of different exhibits, and they used to have the Segways in there and different things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's nothing great in there, but I agree with you, Doug. You know, if you do want to cool off and kind of, be entertained, if you will. It was a good place to go in there, and they seem to have a good amount of benches and seating around the perimeter walkways there, so that you can get off your feet for a while too. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be missed if they didn't do anything. I just hope. I don't think they'll do this, but I'm just thinking. Don't put a bunch of retail stores in there or something.
I
You know, I'd
hope.
rather see an attraction type thing. No, I'm not looking for a headliner or something like that, but something to do, not just shopping.
Well, I know you and Bob are hoping for another frozen meet and greet, maybe in there or something like
Yeah, either that or a tequila bar or something might be
that.
good, but yeah.
But you know
Yeah.
what I'm saying. I'm just kidding.
Right.
But I like the whole innovation part. I mean, you don't spend a lot of time like me and Brenda did. I like doing the house with the twister where the tornado
Yep.
goes through and shows
Right.
you what tiles to use. I like all that stuff because that's one of the only places you ever get that, or maybe like the Franklin Institute over here in Philly. Like,
Right.
I enjoy stuff like that. I hope that they do something else with the innovations kind of theme, or maybe somebody else bought that side out and there's going to be all new stuff, but I hope they don't do away with innovations.
Yeah, I mean, this is
Inventions, I mean innovations, inventions.
innovations, right? Yeah, I mean, it is. Well, Disney does this, or has been doing this more recently, in that they close things without telling you what's going to happen in them. I got to assume they already know. Why would you close something? I mean, even if it's not that great, something in there is better than nothing. So they obviously have a plan, and they know what the end game is, if you will. So we just don't know yet, but I got to believe they have something already planned to go in there, but we'll see what comes out on this as the weeks and months unfold.
Well, what could have happened is maybe IBM totally pulled out and they were the biggest sponsor on that side. So maybe, who knows, with all this Apple Pay and everything else, I mean, I'm not speculating, but maybe it's going to become the Apple side of the park.
Yeah, makes sense, and I would be open to that. I love Apple products, so if they were to partner up with them and do something with that, with the new Apple Watch coming out and everything, I mean, who knows?
Well, the Apple Ride, I mean, all the apps are part of Apple. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, so maybe IBM's contract ran out, and because of everything going on at Apple, I mean, face it, Disney Jobs and all was owned, it was part of Disney and or Pixar and the whole nine yards. Maybe this is all going to be a major Apple announcement sooner or later. I wouldn't be surprised. I know nothing. This is just me sitting in the chair here on Sunday speculating, but I
Right.
like to do that. That's what the fun of having our show is.
Right.
But would it shock you to see a whole Apple area over there? I think it would
No.
be awesome.
Yeah, no, I do too. I mean, Disney people and Apple kind of go hand in hand. So I know, not everybody, but
Aren't
there are some, Android users out there, but
you shocked there isn't an Apple store on property with all the stuff that they do with Apple?
yeah, and it's funny you say that, because I seem to recall at one point there was plans for a giant Apple store to go downtown Disney back before the Disney Springs information was announced. So I don't know if that was put on ice, or maybe I'm not remembering that correctly. But I thought at one time there was going to be an Apple store or an Apple presence in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, because did you see many people doing the Apple Pay when you were there?
No, but I saw, they were doing a good job with the signage at the kiosks and stuff. But I can't say that I've seen anybody do it.
But don't you think that might be? I mean, it's good as any other rumor, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we started it here. Hopefully, it goes streaming through the internet, the Disney community, and it'll all come back. It was us that said it first, then.
Yeah, but we won't get credit, but that's
No.
okay.
But I'll give myself credit. You better believe it. I'm still
Absolutely.
saying I made them do the free Wi-Fi. I don't care what anybody says.
There you go. Just keep repeating it, and it'll be true.
Absolutely. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But you did hear it on our show first, didn't you, Dan?
There you go.
You
Yeah.
were our first number one fan, and you will back me on that.
I will.
You went from fan to part owner of this major
Yeah.
conglomerate over here.
What a mistake that was. No, I'm only kidding.
I know you are, buddy.
All right, let's move along here. So, with the opening of the new hub, the west side, well, and the east side is open now for all
I was
intents
going
and
to say, why are you being
purposes.
prejudiced against the east
Yeah,
side?
it's open too. But anyways, they're going to reintroduce the Magic Kingdom Wishes dessert parties, and with this, they're going to have new offerings, which will be, different food items than they had before, and obviously with the expanded menu, if you will be expanded prices. So, it'll be $49 for adults and $29 for ki children ages 3 to 9. And the new party will be offered starting on July 5th.
You mean it's not free?
Nothing is free in Disney.
They're doing an extra after hours thing again, or an extra.
Yeah, what a shock.
I can't believe this, Dennis.
Yeah, well, more upscale offerings with tablecloths and place settings. So it's going to be a real fancy ordeal, I guess.
So you'll the only positive thing of it is it's going to be in the hub area where it'll be designated to people who does this, and hopefully they won't be kicking other people out of the park. You can just sit there and fill your face with some great dessert while you're watching Wishes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, Doug, to see whether they take those spaces over that are currently now being billed as Fast Pass Plus spaces. So I wonder if they'll just use them same spaces for the dessert parties, or whether they'll designate a different section or different sections for these dessert parties. But for I mean, I've never done one, to be honest with you, and I don't think I ever would. I mean, yeah, maybe I will at some point, but it's just not a high priority for me. But I mean, a lot of people love these, and they just love, being special, if you will, and getting into a little area and get to, nibble on some nosh, if you will.
Yeah, the treats would be awesome. Like, again, that would be another one of those things where, as again, as you're a local or living down there, where if you have a season pass, going over there and dropping $100 one night to have something special for you and your bride, like maybe on her birthday or some special occasion like that, it would be awesome. You know what I mean? But to do it on our normal trip, there's 80,000 things to do as it is. You can go down to Baby Cakes in downtown Disney and get yourself some treats and enjoy other things down there. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it'd be akin to you going to, dinner and a movie or something. I mean, the price wouldn't be outrageous if you live down there. You're not going to do it once a week, but maybe,
No.
like you said, you do it once a year or twice a year. You make a special night of it. So that makes sense in
Yeah, you're.
looking at it that way.
Yeah, like, honey, it's our anniversary tonight, hon. Let's go over and watch Wishes. We'll spend the night at the Magic Kingdom. We'll eat at Tony's or wherever, or you know what I'm saying. And then we'll have the dessert party and watch Wishes together. And if you already had your season pass, it don't really hurt you that bad.
Right.
But if you do all these extra things after you just drop 5 grand to go down there, then it really kicks you in the butt.
Right. And we always say this. I mean, obviously the money is important and you got to keep track of it. But when you're down there for a week-long vacation, time is more important to you than money. You know what I mean? Because you can only get so much in a day. And, if you do the four parks, just talking Disney, let alone if you do Universal SeaWorld or something else, with the Disney Springs and all that other stuff, I mean, trying to fit in an extra event like that. Well, I suppose you could do it on your Magic Kingdom day, but maybe you're park hopping and you were going to be over at Epcot that night, so you'd have to, do it on a fifth night, if you would, so if you will. So,
Well, it's perfect for somebody like Bob and our friend Bob and Mary. I mean, they're basically living down there part-timers now. I mean, it wouldn't hurt them to have dinner at home one night and say, let's go over and do this dessert party, especially for him to write a story on All In WDW about it. It would be worth it for him.
Oh,
Just
yeah, it'd
you
be
can
right up his alley.
exactly. But for me and you, where we only get a week or two a year down there, it isn't worth the time to us.
Right. That's the way. That's more what I was saying. It isn't worth the time to me. I'd
Me
rather.
and you're going to go to Big Top Treats, grab a quick snack, and then hop on the mine train, brother.
There you go.
That's time better spent when we're down there once a week.
Right. No, and it's true. It's all time management, but again, it's, I always say, I guess it is nice that they offer these things, and they are popular. I mean, we saw at Food and Wine last fall that, they're starting with these street parties and different things. So I think we're going to see things going in this direction, as we've already talked about. But it's all good. Not something, like I said, right now, and it. This stage of my Disney life, if you will, but eventually maybe I'll do one of them.
Yeah, we'll treat it up one of these.
Yeah.
The quick for you, did you hear about the kid tripping up the Disney president about it, saying they're changing the name over at the studios?
Yeah, I did. I didn't read the whole story, but I did get the gist of it that, he.
Little 9-year-old tricked him, man.
Yeah, exactly. That there will definitely be a name change to the Disney's Hollywood Studios. Did he actually say what the name was going to be, or
No, there's
is it the little?
speculation. The biggest one out there now is Disney's Hollywood Adventure,
Okay.
which I could kind of see that. I just hope it don't. I honestly don't want it, and nothing against Star Wars, but I really don't want it to become Star Wars Park or anything like that. I want to keep it. I want to keep it Hollywood Studios or something like the Hollywood Adventure.
Yeah, I don't see it being called Star Wars. I mean, unless it was going to be just Star Wars in the park. If they're going to represent three or four or five different major franchises, Pixar or, whatever else they're going to do, I mean, I think it'd be awkward to just call it Star Wars Land. I mean, you may have a Star Wars Land within the park itself, but
Exactly, like Fantasyland,
yeah,
Tomorrowland,
but I
Futureland.
couldn't see the park itself called that. I seriously doubt that would be
Me
the
too,
case.
but I'm just putting it out there. I don't want to see
Yeah.
that. I hope it has something to do with Hollywood because they are leaving the theater in there, the Manhattan, the Chinese theater. They're leaving in Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster and all that. I don't see them getting rid of any of them. So it's going to have a generic kind of name that covers everything.
Right, and they're going to build out Pixar Place, I'm assuming, too. So there's going to be a huge Pixar presence in the park, too. So I don't think Pixar would take kindly to be, in a park called Star Wars Land or whatever. It just wouldn't work. I'm sure they'll come up with something. And whatever they come up with, we won't like, but
And we'll also
that's
call it
okay.
MGM.
Yeah,
That's what I
exactly.
still call it, man.
Well, maybe that's what they'll go back to. They'll go back old school and just call it MGM.
Hey, who bought the and Turner Network Television?
Yeah, the classic movie
Yeah,
channel
Turner
or whatever it
Classic
is.
Movies. Maybe
Yeah.
it'll be TCM.
Yeah, hey, whatever works. Any acronym would be fine to me.
I
I
think it's
mean,
going to be Disney's Hollywood Adventure, I think, myself.
yeah, I mean, it's probably as good as anything else, but
Call it DHA.
yeah, maybe they should just do a contest and let the fans pick the name.
Yeah, it'll be called Anna and Elsa. We don't want that.
Oh, yeah. Good point. A
I
good
mean,
point.
I might settle for Olaf, but I'm not going
Right,
to go with
right.
Anna and Elsa. Or Sven. Sven Adventure.
Svenland. Yeah. Let's see. And this, I can't even believe this. I'm going to read this story, and wow, time flies. But it just seems like yesterday we read this story. But here we go again. That the 2015 Grand Floridian Resort Easter egg displays are up, or will be going up. And again, for some reason, this story just seems like we just did it. But
Getting old.
anyways, it was a year ago, I guess. And this year they're going to do something different. Last year, you'll recall, they kind of lined them up on one side of the lobby, and they had they had little barriers in front of them, so you couldn't really touch them or get too close to them. Well, this year they claim that they're going to be sporadically put throughout the whole lobby, so that you'll be able to go around and see them in various places in the Grand Floridian lobby, which I think is a better way to do it. That way, you don't have a large crowd of people kind of congregating right in front of them. In fact, when they were out last year, I was down there. I think we were talking on the phone, or I forget what it was, but there was quite a crowd down there that were taking pictures and looking at them and stuff. So It's all good. I mean, again, not really my cup of tea, but they are beautiful, no doubt about it.
They put some effort into them, man. There are some beautiful eggs. Years past, I've seen them because we went down on Easter a few times around, the whole Easter vacation time. But they're gorgeous. They put the effort into them. I wouldn't mind seeing them, but you're right. There is quite a crowd there.
Yeah, I mean, and these things weigh between 9 and 12 pounds, and they're 16 to 20 inches high, depending on which one it is. And it takes 19 bakers and 3 weeks to create them, and then the to get it ready to go out there. And I guess this year they added two new eggs or pieces, if you will. One
Scramble.
is the yeah, one one is the new Golden Coach, the Cinderella Golden Coach from the movie, and another one is a chocolate fountain. So I don't think that's even an egg, but they're kind of building out the whole exhibit and adding to it as they go. So it's quite an undertaking for 20 19 people for 3 weeks to be working on these. Quite the exhibit. If you're there, you ought to check them out.
And you're going to tell me scrambled and poached, buddy. I was getting nervous.
The chocolate or
Okay.
vanilla, whatever they are. But yeah, if you're going to be down there during the next couple of weeks or so, the Easter season, it might be worth checking them out. Let's see. We alluded to this a couple of weeks back, but I guess the Be Our Guest restaurant breakfast has is upon us, and they're actually serving breakfast at this point. Price point for this, and I guess it's kind of a hybrid. What do they call it? Like a prefix, they're calling it. It's not counter service, but it's not table service either. It's kind of in between. But anyways, it's $19.99 for adults and $11.99 for children, and then it includes, an entree. They got sandwiches and different things that you can get, and then I guess there's this shared. What are they calling it? A pastry basket that's shared by the table. I guess this breakfast runs from 8 to 10 every morning over there.
It looks good.
Yeah, I saw some pictures too, Doug, and it did look something. Some of the items looked a lot, different than what you would typically get at a normal, Walt Disney World breakfast offering. Not just a straight buffet, but even ordering stuff off the menu. So I give them credit, and when I say them, I say Magic Kingdom in particular, because there's not really a lot of places to have breakfast. And I know this is true of my family. To me, it'd be better to have breakfast in one of the parks if I was going to it, because the way I figure it, I could get there earlier. It always works out. We always say, yeah, we're going to get up early, grab breakfast, and then head out. And the next thing you know, it's 10:30, it's 11 o'clock, and in my mind, the day's half over already. So just my way of thinking. If they had more offerings like this in the parks, it might help me get my family up and motivated to get to the parks early to. Hopefully get on some things a little quicker,
Now,
even without fast pass.
do you know what time? I want to look into this, but it would be a good thing if it had like some of the. Remember, you used to have the character breakfasts years ago where they'd actually be before park opening?
Oh yeah, yep.
Well, I wonder. I got to look to see if this is scheduled because I wouldn't mind doing the breakfast because my wife is weird. On vacation, she don't like to get up early, but at home, she's up at 5. But it would be nice to go over there one morning get like a 7 o'clock breakfast. And
Right.
be in there before the park opens, and then go out into the park as soon as you're done eating. That would be an awesome way to start the day.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this over at Epcot. Like, I remember a couple of times coming in International Gateway, and what was that? What's that one where Frozen's going there? Akershear's or whatever you call it. They have the Princess Breakfast, and they do let people down there, and it was kind of cool. They had your name on a list, and they checked out. Oh, yeah, you're the Jones family. Yeah, you got breakfast,
The
and they'd
Crystal
say.
Palace has the same thing.
Yeah, so and that is cool, and I think you're right. I know where you're going with this. Even if it puts you in position to be at rope drop or maybe further into the park than all the other guests that are at the main gates. It could allow you to get on a couple of attractions. Say you wanted to, if you're at the Magic Kingdom, if you want to grab Peter Pan or, you know, something that generally has a long line all day long, it might afford you the ability to do that. So that would be an advantage to doing a breakfast in the park like that.
Yeah, breakfast starts at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So if you can get in there at 8 and the park don't open to 9, you're in pretty good shape.
Right, right. Again, you know, you wouldn't, you know, in theory, you could do one or two attractions without even touching your fast passes if you schedule them properly. So you might be able to get 5 or 6 things done with little or no wait on your Magic Kingdom day
yeah.
if you invest in a breakfast there.
Yeah, because I could see us right now, Tony. I want your faces full by 8:30.
Yeah.
We're out of here at 8:30. Don't want to hear anything about it. So as soon as we get in there, eat.
Right. And no coffee. Let's
no.
go.
No. I could see it now, but that would be funny. But, you know, because they used to have, you know, because Crystal Palace opens up early for breakfast. So, you know, that was one of the advantages of doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, you know, but then again, you got to, you know, in all your thinking and planning and factoring in all this, of course, you got to check to see which days are early entry and all that stuff, because that could throw a monkey wrench into it if you're in Eaton and all of a sudden they open up the park at 8 when you think you're thinking it don't open till 9, then you're no, probably at a disadvantage because, like you said, you're going to be eating or your family's going to be eating, and you may just watch all the people run down Main Street and get to all the attractions you were hoping to get on before everyone else.
Exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, normally the Magic Kingdom opens at 9. So mm-hmm. if you just make sure you schedule it the day of, you know, that it don't open till 9, you can get in there. They'll probably let you in at 7:45. To get you back there in time for your
right.
8 o'clock reservation. And then this way, breakfast, how long could it be? I could eat breakfast easily in a half hour, 40 minutes.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Especially, you know, where this is kind of like quick serve. It's not like they're cooking you omelets,
no.
you know, right there. But,
yeah. Sneak out the door, right over to Mine Train.
Choo-choo. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a great plan.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I'll be guaranteed to do that next trip. It's on the bucket list now.
There you go. A couple of just minor announcements here. Space Mountain will be shutting down for a short refurb on April 20th to April 23rd. It'll reopen to guests on April 24th. And then It's a Small World After All will be a short refurb as well, April 14th through the 17th, and it'll reopen on the 18th. So this sounds like pretty minor stuff, whatever they're doing. It's only a couple of days. Maybe they're, you know, who knows what they're doing, but it can't be much of anything with such a short refurb window.
Probably inspection on something, belts, yeah. drives, you know, boat, you know, stuff, just some that probably takes a day that they give themselves 3 days to make sure they get it covered.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's other than changing light bulbs and the stuff they can do at night when after the guests are gone, there are some things I'm sure that are a little more involved where they need more time to do it.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff like that. They got an inspector comes in. It might be a state inspector that wants to inspect those rides just to see if it's working properly. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, could be something as simple as that.
You can't have kids around while you're doing that, and then they figure it'll clean it up and do whatever major things that they need to do in those couple days. It's usually what happens.
Sounds about right. Yeah, and I know we covered this a couple weeks ago, but there's just one add to this that I'll put out there. But we know the Frozen sing-along celebration is going to be returning to the Hollywood studios this year, and it's actually going to go inside what they're calling the old American Idol theater.
Is that Hyperion Theater or something?
Yeah, and that's the ad I had that they've renamed that theater or named the theater Hyperion Theater, and that's what it'll be referred to going forward. So I just get a kick out of that because over the years, whenever they need a name for something, it's Hyperion.
I'll say it
Hyperion,
for you.
Hyperion, yeah, I'll be okay. But if you think about over the years, there's the Hyperion Theater out in California, and they used to have Disney had a series their what do you call it? Publishing company was called Hyperion Books or whatever it was. They've used it, and I know why they do. It's a name linked to Disney lore and history. But it's just, it wasn't something that Disney Springs gonna
Oh,
was it gonna.
you took the words out of my mouth. I
Yeah.
didn't want to interrupt you. There was going to be the Hyperion Restaurant or
Right.
something like that was going in downtown, or it was going to be called Hyperion Walk, or
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That
yeah,
was actually the name of what.
Hyperion Wharf. Hyperion
Yes.
Wharf is what it was supposed to be
Yeah.
called. That was the original name.
So I just get a kick out of that. It's like they, for whatever reason, they just always go back to that
Is
name
it?
or.
Isn't it sad that we know that? And people want
Yeah.
to know why they should come to somebody crazy like us to help them book their trip.
Right.
I mean, it's and it don't. That's what cracks me up, man. That would come off the top of my head. It's so sad.
Yeah, all the useless information you have up there, and
Yeah.
that's in there.
Hyperion Wharf. Holy moly.
Let's see. Magic Kingdom operating hours significantly extended in July of 2015. So they're saying that they've extended park hours upwards of two hours a day. So.
And again, that makes it even more the reason why they should just put park hopper as part of everybody's ticket.
Right.
I that's the biggest thing, Disney. If I could plead to them for anything, split the difference. Maybe just make a standard park hopper $35 instead of 60 and sell it to everybody. Just make it
Right.
part of the ticket. This way, if you want to go somewhere else and you walk into a park and it's too crowded, you want to go to another one, just let people do it. I mean, it's just too much. And that's one of my biggest, honestly, that's one of the biggest dilemmas I go through when I'm booking their trips, is trying to figure out if they're going to want Park Hopper or not.
Right, because that's a loaded question, as you well know, and
It's
depending
a
on.
no-win situation,
Right.
because if they don't news it, you hear about it. And if they don't
Right.
buy it, you hear about it for not talking them into it. It's a loser every time I book a trip.
Yep. They'll either say, "What did you make us buy it for? We never park hopped." Or they're going to say, "Oh, we couldn't do this and couldn't do that because, we only had a single one park, one day ticket." So you're right. You can't win with that one.
No, I mean, if they, because it's what, 60 or 65 now? I think it's 60 now
Yeah,
as an adult.
somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, why don't you just cut it in half, make it 35, and add it to part of every ticket?
Yeah, I think Disney likes to let everyone believe that they're flexible and they have different options. Well, they do have different options, but the options aren't as different as they might like you to believe for the reasons you said. I mean, Well, I mean, usually you have a family that either loves to park hop or they don't park hop at all. Very few people are in between are tweeners, I think. I mean,
And the thing of it is you're right. Like, what will it cost them? Like, so maybe the one day ticket, you make it $5 for the park hopper, and if it's a whole week, you understand what I'm saying? Make it 35 or something. You understand? Like, but really, I mean, what does it cost them? All you do is you're staying in the park longer, and you're going to make more money off it. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, unless they feel that, the parks might get too overly crowded if everybody can park off. I don't know. There
No.
must be a method to their madness.
I don't get it. I don't get
Yeah.
it.
Well, next time they have a meeting on this, they'll have to Skype us in so we can get
Well, they
our
better then.
input.
But I don't know. I'm just begging them. Just do something with it. It's too. I buy it every time, Dan. I mean, could you imagine not having it?
No, and so I know we've talked about this before. I mean,
We're
even
going to
if
talk
I,
about 100 more times.
yeah, but even if I don't use it, I just like the fact that I have it. Just even if I have no intention of park hopping, I like to know. But if I wanted to, I could, It just gives me peace of mind.
Absolutely. There, like I said, the last trip we ended up back. While we were, the week we were down there, the 6 days we were there, we were at Epcot 4 of them, 4 nights.
Right.
We just end up every day back at Epcot or the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
We always go to the. We never end up at night. Because I haven't seen Fantasmic probably in 10 years or 8 years, just because I'm never in the studios at night. We go first thing in the morning. We have everything done by lunchtime, 1 o'clock.
Right.
We usually eat a lunch there. The last
Yep.
time I ate dinner there was Mom's 75th birthday, because she wanted to go there for dinner
Right.
at the Brown Derby.
Right.
But I haven't found the need to stay there past 1, 2 o'clock, and since 5 years ago when we were there for her birthday.
Right. And then you got to, kill time. You got to kill 5 hours just to wait till, 8 or 9 o'clock, whatever time they're running Fantasmic. And, that's a long afternoon with not a whole lot to do.
We go to Animal Kingdom in the morning. We'll stay there to 2, 3 o'clock. We'll, because we get their rope drop bright and early. We'll stay there. We do everything there. You know how I am with Animal Kingdom. And
Right.
then we end up back at Epcot that night. We do the studios. We're back at Epcot that night. And then if we do the Magic Kingdom, we don't ever tour a park from start to finish. I don't remember the last time I was only at one park in a day.
Yeah, I've done that at Epcot many a times because I kind of, I know it's all one park, but I kind of look at it as two different parks because we'll spend most of the morning in Future World and we schedule our fast passes. If we, I mean, I know you can't get Soaring and Test Track, the same fast passes, but we tend to stay up front and then, especially if it's Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, then, after 11, 12 o'clock, then we'll move on to the World Showcase. And, there's been days where we've made a day of it at Epcot, finishing off with Illuminations at night. That's the one park I think lends itself to staying all day, but that's just me.
Well, we usually do. I like doing Test Track and all at night more than I do daytime. And to me, to be honest with you, everybody says how hot the Animal Kingdom is. I think Epcot Future World's just as hot.
Oh yeah, it's a concrete jungle. There's no doubt about it. There's not a lot of shade. There's very little foliage, as you know.
Yeah.
Especially Future World. At least World Showcase, there's vegetation and there's nooks and crannies where you can get out of the sun. But when you're up the front of the park,
It's a.
there's no doubt it is warm.
There's been many a times we got fried walking from lunch at Canada or lunch at Rose and Crown, walking back to our fast pass at Soarin'. That's one of the hottest walks from
Yeah.
World Showcase back to the land. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right because it's all concrete and the sun beating off the concrete and off of you. And yeah, it can get a bit warm, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we usually end up almost every single night back at Epcot. That's our night park. We do all of our fast passes at night there. Everything is usually nighttime there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it all depends what you're doing too. Like, if we're going out for a big dinner or something like that, I mean, I just this is just me personally. I wouldn't be interested in doing, Test Track or something like that. I mean, usually once we're thinking about dinner and stuff like that, it's more about the ambiance of, the World Showcase, grabbing dinner, then. Most times we won't get a dessert wherever we're eating. We'll wait and get something around the around the promenade there somewhere and maybe a drink or a wine or something like that and get ready for Illuminations. But if we weren't eating dinner, I could see your strategy being a good one to, jump back over to Future World and, do Soaring or Test Track or, something you didn't do during the day.
Whatever night is extra magic hours at Epcot, I'm there, and I love being on Test Track around 11 o'clock. It's awesome. Ends the night
Yeah.
perfectly.
Yeah, and it is it's one of those attractions like we were talking about the mine train a couple of weeks ago. It definitely gives you a different feel when you're outside there on the track at night as opposed to during the day.
Absolutely.
I
So
agree.
speaking of that, you ready to get into your trip?
Yeah, a little bit hold on
You
here.
have
Just
news?
one last thing that I think it's kind
Oh
of
my
interesting.
goodness. Walter Gronkite Cronkite over here.
Yeah, and that's the way it was. No, they started integrating using the Magic Bands in place of a parking paperwork at the Yacht and Beach Club. I guess they're using these two resorts as
The
a
testing
trial
ground.
balloon. Yeah, so. I guess that pass that usually always get when you check in that you stick on your windshield and all that, that'll all be going away fairly soon, I guess, with and it makes sense. I mean, they got all the other information on your Magic Band. I don't see why parking credentials
Yeah,
couldn't be on there either.
but how are they going to tell what your car if you're leaving it there and like so anybody can pull their car in then if you don't, they don't have the tag in the window?
Yeah, it didn't say a whole lot about it. Maybe it said paperwork, so
Okay.
maybe I don't quite understand what they're saying.
We'll see, but
Magic Bands speak.
that's the only place I got a crabby cast member on the last trip
Yeah, you
yelling
said.
at me for pulling in there to eat. She goes, I know what you're doing. No, you don't. Leave me alone, lady. I just spent a few grand here. Let me park in your parking lot. I mean, leave me. I mean, she acted like she was the nastiest cast member I've had in 20 years.
Wow.
I mean, she was a belligerent little thing.
You run into them once in a while.
Man, I was waiting for her to deck me.
All right, so so my trip. So day one, we flew in. Let's see, what time did we get there? What time was our flight? I think we had a 9:30 flight. So, by the time Magical Express and all that, it was I'm going to say 11:30, maybe 11:45 at the latest that we were actually on property and
You checked in
every.
the Riverside, right?
We did Magical Express. I tweeted it out, but we stopped at Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, and then French Quarter, and then Riverside was the last stop. But all those resorts are somewhat fairly close, so it wasn't that huge of a deal. But when you're anxious to get to your resort and get checked in, all that it can be a bit frustrating when you just want to get on property.
But answer me this, when you went to leave, did they pick you up first?
No, there was a couple of people on the bus, but I'm trying to remember what other resort we went to. I think we just went to Saratoga. Yeah, we
Okay.
picked one guy up at Saratoga. That was it, and then we went right to the airport. So,
Okay. But I
yeah,
would kind of enjoy going through all the other ones myself.
yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been to them so many times. I mean,
I'm
I
just a
again.
geek.
Yeah, well, Magical Express is a good thing, generally speaking. It works, and I get it, but it can be frustrating, especially when you've driven so many times and you know where what you could
Oh,
do and
yeah,
where you
that's why I
can't do.
drive.
Exactly, and that's the rub, If you've never driven and all you've ever done is flown in and taken Magical Express, you just accept it as well. That's just the way it is. But when you know you could be somewhere quicker, or you could be, at Publix getting a case of water and getting some sundries for your room and stuff, and still get there quicker than, the Magical Express. It can grate on you, but generally speaking, you're in a good mood when you're heading in, anyways, because you got your whole trip in front of you, so it's all good.
So how cool was it pulling in the Riverside?
It was very cool. Like I said, I don't think we've stayed there in about 5 years, so it was nice to kind of get back acquainted with our, first and favorite resort, Disney resort that we've ever stayed at. And you're right, Doug. Even though I had been there for events and, I was over there for an evening here or there over the past 5 years, this is the first time we were staying on property and staying there. You still have a different mindset, I think, when that's your resort for the week or however long you're going to be there. So it was nice to check in and know that we'd be spending the entire week there at Riverside.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and I know you were trying to keep up with me on Twitter and stuff there on the first day. I guess the good thing is, in that regard, is our room was not ready when we checked in, which, like I said, was around 11:45, which I didn't think it would be. So, it afforded me the opportunity to kind of roam around and take a bunch of pictures, and I took some Instagram, little video type
They
snippets and
were
stuff
awesome. You did a good
like
job with them. Made me want to get in my car and start driving.
that. Yeah, well, like I said, I the only re not the only reason, but one of the biggest reasons I do those things like that is I know how much I enjoy them when I'm like 6 months away from a trip or 9 months away from a trip, and I'm in the daily grind of, being at work and doing whatever I'm doing. It's nice, a little escapism to, go on Twitter or Facebook or something like that, and just see a little glimpse of Walt Disney World through somebody else's eyes. It, I don't know. I'm not saying it uplifts your day, but at least distracts you, or, gives you a little smile on your face for a little bit, anyways.
I loved everything about that. I was jumping up and down just seeing the boat go up and down the Sasquatch. It's my happy place, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, once you, as you know, Doug, once you get onto the resort, you got the background loop playing, and you start to remember all those familiar sounds of the boats pulling in and out of the port there, and I don't know if you got a kick out of it. I meant to ask you this, but I even I was teasing our friend Mike Iaconelli, the pro fisherman
Yeah,
there.
when you did the bass fishing, they had the boat
Yeah,
ready for him.
I didn't know if he'd get, aggravated at me, but I
No, he
said, well,
loved it.
if he can't take a joke. No, I figured, I saw the sign that had the Pro Bass logo on it, and
He favored it right away. He seen that
yeah.
and favored it. He was all for it. He was all aboard.
Yeah, so I just threw a tweet out there saying he should come down to Walt Disney World. They got a boat all ready for him, and like you said, Doug, he favored it. So yeah, so anyways, that's mostly what I did that first afternoon
If
was
I hit the
just
Mega Million this Tuesday,
yeah.
I'll be trying to buy DVC at Riverside without them doing it. Let me put it to you that way. So
Yeah.
that's my home away from home, man.
Oh yeah, it's just, and it's as nice as I remembered, and I even said that in a bunch of tweets that there's a lot of subtle changes that if you haven't stayed there a lot, you probably wouldn't notice. But I noticed stupid things like bench placement or benches that used to be there are not there anymore, and then benches that are there that were never there. It's just weird how often they change stuff like that. Like out in the when you walk through the main lobby and go right out the back doors to the where you would get the boats. Over the years, they've had different benches. They actually had trees there with big planters around them, and it what it made was like a little knee wall that you could sit on. Them are all gone. They're don't even exist anymore. And again, if you've only stayed there once or twice over 15 years, you probably wouldn't even notice it. You'd say, oh, it's the same old place. But it's just pretty, I always get a kick out of it, how things change. Like, you find a favorite bench or a seating area that you like, and you go back 3 years later and it's not there anymore. Or
Absolutely. I was down there the last time with my sister-in-law. We've stayed there twice with her now.
Right.
And me and her in the morning while my wife was getting ready, she was done before my wife, and so she wanted to walk over with me to the food court.
Right.
So we walked over and she's trying to tell me where the building was that we stayed the last time. She says, "There's the building's there." I'm like, "No, it's not, Donna." She goes, "How do you know the difference?" And one thing led to another. I said, "No, Donna, they're over there." And then she's like, "Because we were in the mansions last time, and this time we're in Alligator Bayou, and she's trying to
Right.
tell me these rooms in Alligator Bayou where we are." They looked a little the same, but they weren't, because what we were, when we stayed with them, we were at the last building that was the mansion right before it went to the bayou. So it was pretty cool because you had all the landscaping of both right next to each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
It
I
was
know
kind of
what you're
like the
saying.
best of both worlds, if you
Yep.
follow me. You left from
Yep.
one and you could walk right into the other.
Right,
But
right.
it's like then she started to realize. She goes like, "How do you even know the difference between all these buildings?" I was like, "Because it's a sickness, Don."
Yeah.
Like, I know what the bridges are. I mean, you could literally all them little bridges that go over the little tiny streams throughout Alligator Bayou and all that. I
Right.
remember all them. I love all those bridges.
Oh yeah, those are the little details and nooks and crannies, and
Yeah,
it's amazing. But
my
yeah,
little
I
piece
mean,
of heaven.
that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, other than that, everything. I mean, check-in went smoothly. I mean, they did everything but tell us. I mean, they knew which rooms we were going in, and as it worked out, and with your help, we were able to get not adjoining rooms, but the rooms were literally right next door to each other. We were in Parterre Place, which is if you were leaving the main building and go over the bridge to your right, it would be the first building on your right, one of the mansions. So it was a primo location as far as we were concerned, if access to the main building is important. I know, Doug, you kind of take a different approach, and you'd rather be further away so you
On the other side of the aisle.
right enjoy yeah so you can enjoy the grounds a little bit more. But for us being close like that, and it could have worked out another way too, and we still would have been fine.
Two
But
trips ago, we were out. If you went out where the arcade is,
yep.
you go by those little benches there, go off the little porch, you go down, you make a left, and you go over that bridge. We were right over that bridge, first rooms right there. So, and
Yeah.
every morning, but it was awesome. Every morning I would go out and stand on that bridge. And it was awesome because you'd look down and the Saskatoon looks like a sheet of glass in the morning.
Yeah, before the wind starts and everything,
Oh,
I
absolutely
know
gorgeous.
exactly what you mean.
Just beautiful. I mean, you couldn't, I could have stayed on the bridge all day. That's how happy I am when I'm there.
Oh, yeah, and just watch the boats come by and go underneath, and everyone waves, and the captain beeps his horn, and you got the, joggers out there, and maybe somebody riding one of those four-person bicycles or
Oh,
whatever they call
it's
them.
so cool to see the father and son or father and daughter going up and down the Saskatchewan in one of those little mouse boats or
Oh,
something like
yeah.
that. It's good times. Question for you. How was your shower head?
I'm glad you said that. Well, maybe it's not a fair question because I was in a what is it, a Royal Princess room, I think they're called,
Yeah.
and all the plumbing and all the hardware is all,
Yeah,
I
well,
mean,
mine was
brand
new
new.
too. That's why I was upset. My room, all the rooms on property are completely refurbished. They have the new Murphy bed that folds down. They have the flat screens. Everything is, all the
Right.
decorations, the quilts, the comforters, everything were new within the year from the last time I stayed.
Well, what I would say, Doug, is the kind of shower head I had, I would say it was a 8 to 10 inch diameter head. It was a very, very big head, and the stream was full and forceful. It was very, very good water pressure. I have no complaints at all about.
Ours would just spray all over the place. It was horrible.
Yeah, see, and I, without you describing it or without seeing it, I don't know if it's the same one. My assumption is that the Royal Princess rooms may have different plumbing hardware, including shower heads, than the regular rooms. I could be wrong, but
No, I
that's
think you're
my
wrong. I
assumption.
just think I had a bum head. I got to call him up because
Okay.
I've seen the rooms. I know it's yours. They look the same. I just got bummed. I thought maybe they had something changed because it was spraying like it worked the way it should.
Yeah.
It just had a lousy spray to it.
Yeah, see, I had no issue at all. No complaint.
Oh.
No, in fact, I go so far to say is no complaint about. Well, I take that back. The only thing about the room is the AC unit was quite loud.
Okay.
But in all
You're
things
nitpicking.
considered, nothing to complain about.
So what did you do that night, Dan? Let's cover. You went over to our another resort, the B Resort, for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, after 3 hours on property, I couldn't wait to get out of there. I said, "Let's get the hell out of Disney World." No,
Nah.
we had prearranged to go over and have dinner at the B Resort, specifically American Q, the restaurant on property over there at the B Resort, which is right on Hotel Plaza Boulevard. And for those of you that listen to the show regularly, you know that we interviewed those folks, a month or so ago, and had them on the show. And I had disclosed to them that I was coming down for a family vacation, so they, they invited us to come over and check out their facility, which we did do, and we did have dinner there, which was it was awesome.
Justin and Keith took care of you, huh?
Yeah, they did. They gave us a little tour and explained how things work and why they work the way they do, and took time to explain the menu to us. And I think I told you this, Doug. I actually took a picture with Justin. I got to throw it up on the website. I haven't done anything since I got
You
back.
slacker.
I know, but I will do that. But yeah, it was it was even more beautiful than I envisioned. As much as a picture's worth a thousand words, as they say. We talked about all this stuff on the podcast a month ago, but to actually go there and see the pickup truck in the center of the American Q restaurant, which basically what it is it's a giant salad bar slash cold bar,
Condiments,
if
all
you
your
will.
condiments, all
Yeah,
that stuff.
all the potato salad, macaroni salad, soups, salad. They had, more than just a salad bar, but pretty much you can walk around the whole truck except for the cab portion of it, and it's all food offerings. So that in itself was awesome. And Justin, he went over the full menu with us, what he recommended, what was on special or whatever. But what we opted out for in the end was what he said was the best value, and what he strongly recommended that we try was called the flatbed buffet, which makes sense. It ties into
The
the
pickup
pickup
truck.
truck. Yeah, exactly. And that's $34.95, and it's $10 for I'm looking at the menu here. It says kids 7 chickens high and under. So if your kid is less than 7 chickens high, they can eat for $10. But anyways, You get everything that's on the salad bar, and you have and there's bread and butter and all kinds of stuff. But you have to be careful because I'll explain here in a minute what's coming. You don't want to fill up on pasta in this place, and it'd be very easy to do because there's a lot of neat stuff there that if you're not careful, you won't save room for the main attraction, which is the meats that they serve there at this flatbed buffet. But anyways, basically it says you're going to enjoy unlimited salads and appetizers served from the bed of our 51 Ford F1 pickup truck, including soup and chili, daily seasonal salads, baked potato bar, and peel and eat shrimp, while the cowboy carvers, and these are your servers, obviously, serve an endless parade of tableside barbecue specialties along with family-style sides and cornbread skillets. So some of the meat, I won't go through everything, Doug, but some of the things they offer was a carved smoked turkey leg, bacon-wrapped boneless chicken thighs, homemade sausages, smoked pork shoulder with spice onions, picanha, if I'm saying that right, of beef, panacha, picanha, I'm going to say, cold smoked grilled turkey thigh with turkey chorizo stuffing, Carolina style flank steak, brisket of beef with Texas bark, and vegetable broquette. Whatever that is, and I'm going to even say this: there were even more meat offerings. I think that while we were sitting there, I'm not exaggerating, there must have been 8 to 12. I'm going to say 10 is a safe number of different meats that, and they kind of, if you've ever been over to the not the Kona Cafe, Ohana, how they serve meat on a skewer. This is a little bit different in that the pieces of meat are not cut or cubed, if you will. That's the whole cut of, whatever it is, roast beef or prime rib or a turkey breast or whatever. And what it is the carver will start cutting the meat, and they give you these little tongs almost, where you grab the slice that he's cutting, and you gently pull away as he cuts down the beef, and then you put the piece on your plate to eat. But it kind of a funny thing they have. They make their own barbecue sauce too. It's they have Kansas City, Carolina, Texas mustard, and mango heat, all of which I tried and were very good. None of them were blow your head off hot, but
They all had their own
yeah,
special
their own
taste and
tang of
flavor.
flavor. Yeah, exactly. And they make them all on site on there every day or every couple of days whenever they need to make it. But they have a pig on a stick is what they have, and it's setting in between these like giant ketchup bottles, only they're bigger than the regular ketchup bottle you'd get at home. But the pig on the stick, and the way they do it is when the pig is up, standing up straight, that's the signal to the carver to keep coming to your table.
Your stick was up the whole time,
Oh
wasn't
yeah, I had three sticks up. What are you
it?
talking about? But no, but he, and it's a good way to do it because there were times during the meal where we needed a breather, and that's exactly what they say. They say, look, nobody's going to hurry you out of here. If you need to take a break, just put the pig down sideways, and the carver will stop coming. Yeah, it's kind of a quirky little thing.
It's
Yeah,
cool.
it is, and it's just like a cartoon pig. But it made sense because you may want to just take a breather or get up and take a walk around because the cuts of meat were just phenomenal. I mean, some I like better than others. Some were just some of the best stuff I've ever had. Others were, I didn't care for it, but not because it wasn't good or wasn't prepared well. It was just, a flavor thing or a type
Always
of
have a favorite.
meat. Yeah, exactly,
What was your
exactly.
favorite ones?
I like the flank steak was very good, and there was another cut. I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, and not to, I'm not avoiding your question here, but
That's
they
okay. I
also
am
made
used to you
their,
avoiding me.
yeah,
It's
no,
okay.
they made their own sausage or they make their own
How
sausage
good
on
was that
proper.
then?
That was very good, and they also made their own Polish kielbasa or kielbasa.
You say kibasi, I say
Yeah, man,
kibasa.
it was just unbelievable. And then on top of all that, before we got going on there, I'm trying to remember what I had the I think I tweeted a picture of this, the alligator bourdon, and it came with roasted tomatoes, peppers, and okra. Yeah, and I had never had alligator in my
Tastes like
life. And
chicken, don't it?
yeah, I mean, it did have a kind of, I probably, Doug, if they didn't tell me it was alligator, I probably would have assumed it was chicken. So
Yeah.
I guess that's a different way to say
It's
what
like a
you
white
said.
meat.
Yeah, but it wasn't just straight alligator. It was cut with, I think he said, some pork or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it, you know, kind of like a lot of people when
So what
they have
happened? The
venison.
alligator ate the pig, so you got a
Yeah,
little bit of
exactly. But he was very, very proud of that dish. Justin was. That
I bet
was
you he
something.
was. It sounds great.
Right. What else did we have?
Because
And
it's something you get to say you tried different than you ever would before.
right. Yeah, and you know, and I say this a lot, but I think you would agree with me. I mean, I don't think I'd ever go out to dinner down in Florida or anywhere else for that matter and say, gee, I feel like alligator tonight,
No,
you know?
it's cool
It's
to
kind of
say
a
when you got home that you
delicacy.
tried it.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to sit down and have a whole big entree of it, but you know, I'm glad I did try it, and you know, it was very good.
It's
I
like
mean,
me with the different cuts of sushi that we had down there when we're down there. We
right.
do all that and we love it all, but I don't do that at home and I don't do it every day, but it's cool when you try this different stuff.
Right. Yeah, just to kind of expand your palate and at least be open to things. And you know, if anything else, just to have bragging rights. Yeah, I've eaten alligator before. You
Alligator, come on.
Yeah.
What's something else? I mean,
Yeah.
come on.
Again, and the name is escaping me right now. But what was awesome there, and I tweeted a picture of this too, is I'm not going to say the name right, but it was a candied bacon or bacon candy, if you will. You know, I know
That's what they
Justin.
won awards for.
Yes, and they talked about it on the podcast with us. And when we actually got there, we got an order of that, and it came in like a mason jar. And it's just literally sticks of bacon, but they're dipped in candied sauce of some sort. And oh my, that was so good, and I just can't even explain how good that was.
Yeah,
And
so you're
even though.
telling me you wanted to steal some when you were leaving.
Oh, I would have, yeah. If he looked the other way, I would have stuck that mason jar right in my pant pocket because it was that good. And
That's
you feel
awesome.
because you're eating bacon, but I mean, it's better than just bacon because it's got a, you know, the sweet and savory playing off of each other. And oh, it was
Sweet and
just,
salty, you know how that works.
yes, yeah, that too. But I mean, oh man, it was good. Everything that we had was off the charts good. And I know I took a picture of this too. They have their own like smoker there. They have a smokehouse, and you know, it's just and it's a pretty large restaurant. They have a huge bar in there. You know, plenty of seats, and I was kind of surprised for a Tuesday. Yeah, it was a Tuesday night we were there, and we were there. I think 6:30 was our reservation time, but so you know, it was relatively early for dinner time. But by the time we left, it was there was quite a few people in
Was
there. So,
popping.
yeah, for a Tuesday night, you know, middle of the week, I said, well, it might be a little dead in here, but they didn't have a bad crowd in there. So I can imagine on the weekends it's even busier. And you know, you definitely probably want to call for a reservation if you're thinking about going over there. But yeah, high marks for the restaurant, and American Q, that is. And then we went into
I
the
can't wait to try it myself.
oh, you're gonna love it. I you know, so much so whether or not I ever stay there or not, and I'm leaning toward staying there at some point in the future for a partial trip, if not the whole trip. I will definitely go over there one night to eat, even if I'm staying on property, or even if I was at the Swan or Dolphin or wherever, an elite vacation home. I don't care. It's worth going over just to eat in the restaurant because it's that good. And then, you know, we went next door to the name escapes me right now, but they have kind of a little coffee shop, quick serve store there where you can get espressos and lattes and, you know, drinks and different sundries in there. And then they also have, as they stated on the podcast, they have an actual Disney store. It's a store that sells all kinds of Disney merchandise. You can get theme park tickets, and you know, we kind of walked around there, and then we took a walk outside. We checked out the pool. They have a spa right there, right off the courtyard on the inside, and just a beautiful, beautiful hotel and set up there. And I mean, again, we didn't stay there, but I mean, I can't see you going wrong. And after we did all that, we decided that we were going to walk back to downtown Disney, and I did time it because I knew that was a concern I had. Just, well, you say, yeah, well, it's on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, but if you're way, way down the end, a 20, 25-minute walk's different than a 7 to 10-minute walk. And I think it was just about 8 minutes from leaving the front
And
door.
it's a beautiful walk. It ain't like
Oh,
you're walking in it. It's a beautiful area.
Oh, it's all, as you know, the sidewalks wind and you got trees, and all the other hotels that you pass by have these beautiful fountains out front and lights. And, so yeah, it's definitely,
The beautiful thing about that area is and it's and you people in the will know what I mean. It's because it's been lived in. It's been there so long. The trees are fully grown. There's a lot of shade. Everything, all the landscape, everything is all grown in along there. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's mature is what it is.
Yes.
There are a lot of the places on Disney property have been developed, fairly recently or redeveloped, so all of the trees are, a lot smaller, and things haven't really matured.
It
That's a good way to put it.
it's
And
grown in. It's beautiful. It's a
right.
beautiful walk for you and your wife at night to head over to downtown.
Yeah, I mean, we felt safe. I mean, who knows? I mean, anything can happen. But I mean, it wasn't like we were looking over our shoulder. I mean,
No,
there
because you're
were,
still basically on Disney property.
yeah, and there were tons of people. Not, I shouldn't say tons of people. There were other couples and families and, people in and around the area walking, on the sidewalk and stuff. So, I mean, I felt totally fine. And, and I'll say this too. I mean, we had just eaten all that meat and stuff. I mean, it wasn't like we were out power walking either. I
No,
mean,
you
we
were
took a
a
leisurely.
leisurely stroll.
Yeah, exactly.
And
So.
would you say it's about, honestly, is it's about the same distance almost, like I said before you went there, as a walk from Saratoga
Yeah,
over
no,
to Disney
it's
Springs.
totally accurate. Totally accurate.
And
I
if you stay on one of the furthest buildings on Disney Springs, it's probably a further walk from Disney from Saratoga Springs than it is from the B Hotel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, and the good thing about this is where the B is down on the this side of
Hotel
Hotel
Plaza
Plaza
Boulevard.
Boulevard is you're not hitting all of the Disney construction
No.
that's on, because further up the road, as you know, is a, it's a nightmare. I mean, they
Yeah.
got everything ripped
Headed
apart.
back
So,
towards Riverside, it's a mess.
right. So, you kind of get shielded from all of that. And like I said, we walked into downtown Disney. There's a walkway there that I never really paid any attention to, but right when you cross the crosswalk
Yeah,
through.
right there by Wolfgang's.
Exactly, right in the back way there, and boom, you're right in the middle of the marketplace in no time. So,
Well, I love my stay there. I mean, I had the ultimate stay there the last time. I told you the story. I got rooms at the Grosvenor for $55 a night. It was insane.
wow,
And they
wow.
had just remodeled the hotel. I mean, it was gorgeous. They had flat screens and HBO, Showtime, everything that I didn't have anywhere else. But we went down with my sister and brother-in-law. I was just telling them about it. They go, "Oh, we'll go." So instead of staying at Riverside, we decided to stay there because I wanted to try it. I like to broaden my horizons. And I loved it. And like I said, every single night we walked over and got Wolfgang Puck pizza.
Right,
It
and you
was like,
probably
that was our,
went
it
right on
was,
that sidewalk, yeah.
yeah, the positive thing about staying there is then it's like downtown Disney's your whole boardwalk area. It's your
Yeah.
food court.
Yeah, no, that you're absolutely right. And even if you wanted to grab a coffee at Starbucks, or you wouldn't even have to get in your car. I mean, you could walk and or grab a milkshake, or like you said, a pizza. I mean, all that stuff is available to you. And as we learned from talking to the folks over at the B, I
Yeah,
mean, you can
Mary,
even have.
Keith, and Justin.
Yeah, I mean, you can have your packages delivered back to the B, even if you bought something downtown or even one of the theme parks. They offer the same service that Disney does as far as getting your merchandise back, so you don't have to lug it around all day or all night. So there's a lot of positives about the location and its beauty, and the dining they have available on property is It's awesome.
So we spoke on the phone probably, what would you say, when we first started talking before we spoke to the B Hotel, when I was saying I wanted to interview him and talk to him. And me and you were discussing about staying on property or staying in a non-Disney-owned hotel, we'll put it, because they are on property. And you were 100% against it. Now, would you say that your opinion has changed quite a bit since you've experienced that area?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely consider it now. And again, it all depends, where we are financially, what's going on.
But the point is like, okay, you go down a lot, you not lucky, but you get the offering of sometimes you go down to Disney World by yourself on a solo trip. Now, don't you think it would be nicer for you to stay there as in an adult-oriented hotel for the same close to the same price that you would stay at one of the All-Stars?
Oh yeah, that would be a no-brainer. I mean, if given that choice now, if I do get away for a solo trip or something like that in the next couple of years, I would definitely stay there over the movies. I mean, yeah, it's Disney, but there's also 1,000 screaming kids around, and there is a Disney World in general. Let's face it, it is what it is. But yeah, I see where you're going with this. It'd be much more relaxing and, kind of getting away. Although I did see a lot of families there too.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
it doesn't have the same, it has more of a laid back atmosphere than, like, the All Stars are great for what they are, and I'm not saying I like the All Stars. I have nothing against them, but they promote having a loud, great time there. Those resort, and the same thing with Pop. It promotes being obnoxious. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's what you're supposed to be. But when you're an adult like me and you with no kids, you don't want to hear the obnoxiousness all night. You
No,
want to
I
go
know.
lay by the pool with a drink and enjoy yourself, not have cannonballs blown at you.
Exactly. No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it just a different experience, no doubt about it. But
You were dead set against it. Now, like I said, one of the things I'm leaning towards is maybe staying there next if we go down in the fall or next year. It's one of the places I would like to experience and try the difference in the price point. They have some really good offers there that people should look into.
Absolutely. They're like any other hotel. I mean, they have their busy times and conference times and different things, but I'm sure you can get a good rate if.
The rooms are gorgeous. They're ultra modern, and like Keith said, it isn't refurbished. It's completely redone. The hotel was completely gutted.
Oh yeah, you can tell. I mean, the concrete is all pristine, the paint is all pristine. Just everything about it. I
I
mean,
mean, the
it
rooms are gorgeous. They got glass shower doors and flat screens on the. I mean, you get and again, you get the HBO to show. You get extra perks so you don't get it, and you get the breakfast, the complimentary breakfast.
Yeah, and depending on which way your room's facing, I mean, you might be able to look right down and see into downtown Disney because it's, I forget how many stories it is, but it's pretty high for Florida anyways.
Oh,
And
it's a beautiful hotel.
yeah, I mean, you can probably see right down. It'd be like being up in the balloon there at downtown Disney. You'd be able to see, kind of a bird's eye view of the whole downtown or Disney Springs, whatever you want to call it.
No, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I thank the B Hotel for being such a taking care of my buddy Dennis so well.
No, I was glad we went over, no doubt about it. It was well worth it, and it was a little hectic, on travel day, getting in day, and we were tired, and we took a nap, and we had to get ready to go out. But when it was all said and done and all over with, I'm so glad we made the effort to do it, because it was well worth it, and we definitely learned something, and we can probably take advantage of potentially staying there in the future.
I know you said that Justin's a great chef, so that was awesome to hear.
Oh yeah, he was
And a
he
great
came.
guy. I mean, he
Oh
took the
yeah.
time to really talk to you, and that's nice. You know what I mean?
Oh, he went through the whole menu and took as much time as we needed, and I got up and started taking some pictures of the kitchen and the smokehouse, and he come back over and started telling me about how they get their cattle, and it's all local and sustainable and all the whole nine yards. So I mean, he was very accommodating and very nice guy. It was great to meet him in person, and Keith as well. You know, put a face to the voice, if you will. And you know, we have some friends over there now, so definitely stop in and see them guys, whether we're staying with them or not. We'll definitely keep in touch, and you know,
we highly recommend the Beat Hotel for dinner and for staying there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's going to be it for day one, Dan. We covered quite a bit between the news, the bee, and Riverside, and we'll get into the rest of your trip on the next show. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. We can start off with Dennis's twisted ankle. We haven't talked about that yet, but that's day two, I believe, so we'll be getting into that. But, it was great talking.
Get the pizza delivered next time, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, I learned that the hard way. Yeah. But anyways, it was awesome talking about all this stuff. And excuse me, like you said, we'll get into some more of my trip and subsequent shows.
I'm looking forward to it, Dennis. You know, we gotta savor this over the next few weeks. You know what I mean? We're not there like gluing them every other week.
Right, exactly.
So, but please, guys. Please go over to iTunes and give us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. Go over to Facebook at WDW Main Street and please like our page. We'd really appreciate that. Follow us on Twitter. And also, guys, check out the Ike Foundation. It's going to have a Facebook page. And go over and donate to the Ike Foundation. Help the kids out. We'd really appreciate it. Got anything else, Dan?
No, that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah, well, and check out all of our sponsors. And thanks again to the Bee Resort and Hotel for taking care of my buddy. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.